Hey guys, this is Phoneboy, and this is episode 14 of Phoneboy Speaks. I'm going to talk about vulnerabilities that we typically find in Word documents and PDFs and Java and Flash. Now, what do all of those things have in common? Well, they're all forms of executable code that we either get through a web browser or an email. And you wouldn't think of PDFs and document files as having executable code in them, but that was certainly the case back in the 90s when I got involved in computer security. But over time, those document files have gotten more and more sophisticated, and they in fact do contain executable code that is quite capable of compromising your computer. So I think the challenge that we have is fairly straightforward. It's a difficult problem to solve, and let me explain by an example. So one of the first things you learn in a programming language is to write the phrase "Hello World" to the screen. Now, what most people do, and this is this is what I've done every time I've been asked to do this, is to use a simple one-line piece of code that prints the phrase "Hello World." It's usually echo or print line or some variant of that. Now, think about the number of ways that you could generate a program to print the phrase "Hello World." That's more than just one line, and that's something a little bit more complex. And I'll let you visualize that. I'm not going to enumerate them all, but you could write a 50 line program or 100 line program that prints the phrase "Hello World." To the person executing it, they wouldn't know the difference, right? It's whether it's one line or 50 lines or 100 lines. I mean, unless you're doing something really dumb in all those loops, you're not going to know the difference. And so keep that thought in your mind as you're thinking about, okay, well, there are different exploits in all of these different technologies of Flash and Java and PDFs and doc files. And honestly, the exploits aren't going to go away anytime soon. I mean, it's funny, they keep appearing on prediction lists year after year after year. And I won't be surprised if they're still on the list or similar things aren't still on the list long after I retire. It's going to be a continual problem. Realize that there's going to be exploits that come out of these different technologies, and there's going and because it's code, there are literally an infinite number of ways to have these exploits just sort of happen, right? You can trigger these exploits in a lot of ways. Given and in fact, there's toolkits out there that help hackers obfuscate these sort of exploits so that they're not detected by traditional antivirus and systems that look for things that they know are bad, but can't possibly because of it. They're only looking for specific phrases or texts or whatever that they look for. They can't actually detect that there's a problem because the hackers have gone to some sort of length to obfuscate it. And that's what happens when you take a piece of code that's meant to be very simple and you purposefully make it more complex just for the purpose of being obtuse. That's what we call obfuscation. So the different detection systems that we have, of course, obfuscating the exploit makes it harder to detect. And so there's a trend toward threat emulation where we take these documents, we run them through an emulator to see what they do. And if they do certain behaviors that malicious documents do, I mean, even if we don't know exactly what the exploit is, a document shouldn't necessarily execute code that writes registry entries or drops an executable in some path on your system, right? So that's what you look for in threat emulation. And honestly, that's a new technology, and it's enabled by the fact that we now have more and more compute power available to us, and it can be put into a security gateway of sorts. And so it is a This is definitely an evolving thing, and I'm hoping that the good guys will eventually win out, but I also know that the bad guys will continue to find more and crafty ways to get around whatever defenses we put up. So I guess at the end of the day, the game is hiding the cheese long enough so that the rats go away and go somewhere else. That's the analogy I use anyway. So. In any case, if you've got some feedback on this, I'd love to hear it. I'm on Twitter and app.net as Phoneboy. I'm also on Google Plus and Facebook. And this is Phoneboy, and I'm signing off.